producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight, Kate Delaney. On the eve of what is going to be the New Hampshire primary, right now we go live to Jeffrey, New Hampshire. That's where Luke Vargas from Talk Media News is right now. Hey, Luke, thanks for popping on.
Of course, it's a pleasure.
So you've been to both the Republican and the Democratic debates. What's really wild is you've caught up with each of the candidates in the past week. Wow.
Including Dr. Carson, but I don't think I'm any worse for having not seen one of his events.
No, but everybody else. And sure. And here's one of the big ones. Donald Trump at a huge rally tonight in Manchester. What was the rally like?
I'll say, as I left the rally, and we're having a snowstorm here, I was driving on the highway to the western part of the state where I'm spending the night, and I recall that almost exactly 8 years ago, there was a similar pre-primary night rally that Barack Obama held at the very same arena, the sort of amateur hockey arena in downtown Manchester. And, you know, it was just a very powerful experience. It was snowing that night, too. You know, Barack Obama packed that place to the rafters, and they had the whole place opened up. Donald Trump, they walled off half of it, you know, kind of like seeing an 80s rock band in a big arena. They're not going to fill the whole place up, and he didn't even pack that. And I have to say, whether it's for Trump or for even some of the Bernie Sanders rallies I've been going to lately, and across, you know, I guess so that's both parties, I'm just not sensing this kind of real gravitation towards personalities in this election that I had sort of just come to see as routine in American politics because of what we saw in the two Obama campaigns. It's just a different election, and I think, that sort of it presents a huge challenge, particularly on the Republican side, where there are just so many candidates trying to edge each other out, but there is not something that anyone in that secondary tier really possesses, or maybe even in the top tier, that I think makes them a natural favorite. And I'm amazed to have sort of come out of the New Hampshire process feeling that way, because I really thought things would shake out more here, that Iowa maybe gave us a glimpse of certain candidates, but that in New Hampshire there would be clear favorites, perhaps of another color, and that just isn't the case, and I am sort of left scratching my head as we go into the vote tomorrow without the clarity that I've come to expect from seeing these candidates one-on-one through the past two elections.
Wow. So having said that, not having that clarity, it's despite the polls and whatnot. So Trump, who knows, he could be trumped again by Cruz or Rubio or somebody else, right?
Yeah. And I'd say my surprise is actually more focused on the Democrats. I have gone to probably a half dozen Sanders rallies over the past 3 or 4 months in this state and in some others. And I'm particularly sort of surprised by what I could say is, I'm going to get some slack for this, but I think sort of dampened enthusiasm among the crowds that Sanders is drawing. And I know this is not necessarily a good representative sample. There are a lot of people who haven't gone to see him multiple times in a row. But there doesn't seem to be this sort of religious experience anymore when people attend his events. I think a lot of this has to do, and it's actually a strength that proves that the Democrats are undergoing a generational sort of software update of their party platform because of the Sanders campaign. But people have heard his message a lot on the national media in recent weeks because of his presence, especially at the head-to-head debate. And thus, when they come to see Bernie Sanders in person, he's not really shocking them or surprising them anymore, blowing them away. And I wonder, you know, as we've seen him undergo an increasingly intense attack from Hillary Clinton in recent days, deploying Bill Clinton, some very intense, direct pamphlets that I saw passed out by Hillary Clinton supporters, or actually the campaign at a Bernie Sanders rally, really targeting the opposition, calling him out for things that she pledged she wouldn't during the debate. You know, I wonder if he has it in him to respond to this, and whether people exactly who have supported Bernie Sanders up until now want to see his campaign morph into the kind of machine it would need to become to push back against Clinton, because she's really kicked things into high gear and fighting back against the apparatus that she has constructed here and is probably going to move on against him in states to come is going to require the Sanders campaign to do a lot of messaging that it has sort of tried to avoid until now, you know, really directly refuting claims, you know, putting forward surrogates to criticize Hillary Clinton. That's what it has shown itself a little bit here in New Hampshire. And I think it's a big open question for Sanders supporters and others in the Democratic Party if they'd like to see his campaign turn into that instead of just being, I guess, more about the issues, which it has been up until now.
Do you think there's going to be a big turnout?
It's hard to say. I mean, we got a surprisingly high amount of snow here tonight, and I'm a Bostonian. I guess I'm not quite as hardy as of someone up here in the Granite State, but I found it to be rather treacherous. So we'll see if that impacts things tomorrow, but we know some schools are closed, which could sort of keep families at home and perhaps lead to higher turnout. So it could swing either way, but, you know, the fascinating thing about New Hampshire, high undecideds, we believe about a fifth of the electorate is undecided going into Election Day, and the ability to choose which party you want to vote for on the day of the election really puts this decision in the hands of the voters. If they think there's waning enthusiasm on the Republican side, they could switch over and you know, try to have their say on the Democratic side. So a lot's up in the air.
And a ton of money was spent in the Granite State, right? There's ads galore.
It's pretty horrible. I usually like listening and just sort of scanning the radio dial on the evening drive, but it's been pretty unpleasant. You know, we'll see. The big money here hasn't really made much of a difference so far. I mean, you've had millions of dollars, and you wouldn't know this looking at the polls, spent by candidates fighting against each other, candidates that are not poised to, I don't think, do very well tomorrow. You know, Jeb versus Christie ads, Kasich versus Jeb ads. I mean, why are these candidates who are going to pull 4th, 5th, and 6th? You know, they spent tens of millions of dollars picking these fights with each other and hoping to get out on top. There's a lot of evidence that shows that just dampens voter enthusiasm. It doesn't move anyone's favorability up. And so I don't know. I think we're left with potentially an electorate here that's been sort of beaten into submission, and no one is sticking out of the pack. So maybe low turnout on the Republican side and higher on the Democratic side.
Wow. How about Cruz and his conservative message after coming out of Iowa? Is that playing well?
Well, it's interesting. So New Hampshire is one of the more, maybe secular is the wrong word, but the 55% of likely Republican primary voters in this state do not identify actively with a religion, which is a very big change from the contest in Iowa and a big change from the forthcoming contest in South Carolina. But that still presents an opportunity for someone like Cruz. If he can consolidate the 20% evangelical vote here, it's enough to place a strong second. And he is not watering down his message at all. This is always a test we like to see when the social conservatives win in Iowa. Do they sort of water down their message a little bit or try to steer away from the religious rhetoric in New Hampshire? And like Santorum and Mike Huckabee before him, Ted Cruz is sticking to his guns, if you will. Maybe literally, he wouldn't admit that. You know, hoping that some consistency here in New Hampshire, not being seen as having sold out on his message just to cater to a slightly different electorate, will score him, you know, some long-term favors from those demographics when those demographics begin to shift in his favor. So, no, he made comments yesterday saying it was immoral, the prospect of women being included in draft eligibility, warning of abortion on demand if there were to be a liberal Supreme Court. So not toning it down at all.
Wow. Thanks so much, Luke Vargas from Jeffrey, New Hampshire. Back with more in a second.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Across this great nation. Of course, we mean you. So, Nate Silver, you've heard of Nate Silver, or maybe you haven't heard of Nate Silver. Nate Silver is great at statistics and not twisting the odds, but showing you what the odds are and looking at the polls. So, Nate Silver is projecting this. Nate Silver is saying that Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has a greater than 99% chance of winning tomorrow's New Hampshire Democratic primary. Shocker. He's going to win 57.4% of the vote. Hillary Clinton, 39.6. And, of course, so you know, he's a statistician in demand. He's got 538. That's his website. He says the range is going to be wider or narrower under certain circumstances. For instance, it narrows as the election gets closer. Also makes complete sense, doesn't it? And if we look at real clear politics, their poll average, he's got a 53.9% edge to 40.7% advantage over Hillary Clinton. A lot of times what Nate Silver says is exactly what happens. In the meantime, how about this? Jeb Bush, second in the final New Hampshire poll, and this is the first time we've seen this in a very, very long time in talking about Jeb Bush, but he's coming on strong the last couple of days. This was a new Emerson College poll that was just put out. The poll says Donald Trump will win the race with 31% of the likely Republican voters, but Bush jumped up to second was 16% during the polling period, which, by the way, was Thursday through Sunday. And he captured as much as 19% on one of the survey days, and that included almost 700 registered likely primary voters, for what it's worth. John Kasich had 13%. Rubio, Marco Rubio, senator from Florida, had 12%. Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, had 11%. Had 11%. But whatever it says in the polls, what matters is what happens in the caucuses and primaries. So the primary is the dealio, and that happens, oh, not too long from now. We'll talk more politics as we whip in the latest on Hillary. Michael Bloomberg confirming he's considering a White House run. Ugh, the Democrats have to hate that. Or perhaps the Republicans hate that, depending on how you look at it. But he is definitely thinking about it. That would throw some serious ointment into the middle of what's happening now. The billionaire former mayor missing, I think, politics. And he's saying, looking at all the options, he says he finds the level of discourse and discussion banal and an outrage and an insult to voters. So to protect you, the voters, he wants to dump himself into the middle of this. He would spend at least $1 billion of his own money on a campaign for a November election. And he's given himself a March deadline for entering the race. How would he do against Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton? No third-party candidate has ever won a presidential election. Of course, Bloomie has Wall Street ties, liberal social views. There are some interesting possibilities with Bloomberg. A recent Reuters Ipsos poll showed a third-party presidential run by Bloomberg would be a long shot but could help real estate mogul Trump if he lands the Republican nomination. I think there are a lot of people that would prefer that he stays on the sidelines. That's what I think. Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk about the aftermath of the Super Bowl. Just a little bit, a little sports short at the tail end of this hour. Before we get there, though, you know, this hack attack thing is so serious. You think about computers that are compromised. And check this out. A hacker claims to have hacked the Justice Department, and he's published the personal information of about 10,000 Department of Homeland Security employees. He went on Twitter, because everything breaks in the 140-character world, said he's done the same to 200,000 or 20,000, big difference, 20,000 FBI employees. The hacker tweets from the account of @.govs and said his motivation is support for the Palestinian cause. So they say there's no indication that there is a breach of sensitive or personally identifiable information. But the hacker told Motherboard that the databases were on a Justice Department intranet and that he had access to a terabyte of information. He said he could download only 200 gigabytes of data. And he told Motherboard that he was able to compromise a Justice Department email account, but he wouldn't say how. Ooh. Yeah, I'm sorry. Does that make you feel comfortable? Yeah, we just hacked in personal information. I mean, listen, hackers now, where haven't they gotten in? The Department of Defense, the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, the White House, the State Department. Who else can't they invade? And then you have the issue of the unsecured private server. And, oh, yeah, was sensitive information compromised or not? You know, so here's the deal. Somebody said to me, well, there you go. Hillary Clinton's information would have been safer on the government websites either. It is crazy that of everything else we can defend and protect, I get it. That there are an innumerous, infinite amount of, an infinite amount of ways you can hack in, and hackers are trying a million different scenarios every single day. But we're the United States government, and we can't do anything about that. We can't shut it down, can't figure it out. Doesn't make me feel good. I don't know about the rest of you. And listen, we've had people on before to talk about the heads of two big companies, security companies, computer companies, and they told us, listen, we hire people that just comb through data constantly. It's changing as we're speaking right here. It's changing that quickly. So, of course, it's a speed of light, baby. But as I said, all the money we're spending in different agencies, and for goodness sake, if we're compromised across the board, well, I would think that would be something, and yes, they're working on it, but I would think that would be something that would be way up on the priority list. Since everything goes through the internet. Half the conversations, there's no conversations in these departments. It's about what is being sent to them. So that's not good news to hear there was another breach, no matter what is being said. Well, it wasn't that personal, but there's just, no, nothing is good. I mean, come on. It's not. I guess we're all ticking time bombs as far as our personal information is concerned. And all you have to do is have that compromised, and you know exactly what I'm talking about, how tough it is to untangle that web. Very tough. I think we don't panic enough when we see these breaches, frankly. I think it's just, that bad. Wow. Just absolutely insane is what it is. There's a show called Adam Ruins Everything. And I'm sure he's tackled this before in talking about what you perceive to be the protection you have on the internet and the protection you really do have. Just another reminder, no matter where you work or what you're doing with your computer, just be careful with your personal information. If this is what's happening through government servers, government websites, craziness. Coming up, how many people benefited from Obamacare subsidies of the illegal variety? We're talking about that next. Jam on it.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th. The Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Only ditch about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brain, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain, I'm looking at you.
I don't give a keep looking at my. Cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at my. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
Rocking into our next segment. By the way, you can always chime in. This might make the hair on your arms stand up. I say this all the time. Listen, if I'm on a plane, if we're sitting across each other from each other in an airport getting ready to get on a plane, because it's a random place, right? Or next to each other at a sporting event or brush against each other in the library, and somebody starts a conversation about healthcare. And if you ask me, shouldn't everybody have the right to great, affordable health care? What kind of dummy is going to say no? No, I think we should deny people health care. You should have crappy health care and great health care for some. But the system is so screwed up that now we find out by this report from the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, where they looked into the Affordable Care Act tax credits that, of course, is supposed to actually defray the cost of insurance premiums, right? They found out as of June of 2015 that about $750 million in tax credits on behalf of people who were later determined to be ineligible because they failed to verify their citizenship status as national or legal presence. So people in the country illegally, clearly, wrongly benefited up to $750 million. And the reason this is infuriating to me is because I know people who have insurance who went through hoops to get what was rightfully what they should have gotten, but were questioned forwards and backwards. And I know I've told my story where I'm pretty healthy, knock on wood, but the one time I was deathly ill and had to go to a dock in a box, basically, because it was not during office hours, and was prescribed antibiotics that made me sick. They asked me all these questions. I mean, I had legitimate health insurance. It was like that Fridays, and they were asking, do you want the expensive fries? And you have to tell us, can you afford the expensive fries? And do you realize that that's, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so ill. Oh, this is the worst. You have to be kidding me. I just want to sit here and not talk to anyone. I just want to not be unfriendly to anyone. I just want to sit here and not talk to you about the a la carte menus. I just want to get help. And then, of course, I got misprescribed drugs that made me more sick anyway, so it was ridiculous. But I really got a taste of what I've seen other people go through, and I've of course heard this from so many people I know. And then the argument always is, and I understand the argument back is, well, listen, the system was screwed. Nobody was helping anyone. Republicans initially were pushing for health care reform, trying to make it happen years ago. And this has been a fight for a long time, so we got to just had to jam anything through and then figure it out. Just jam it through and figure out the rest. Sometimes in life that works when you tap dance. But tap dancing with our health, oh, just not good. So hearing things like that infuriate me because of what I know to be people who had legitimate insurance having to jump through 50 different versions of, let me ask you another question while you're throwing up on the floor of the emergency room, and hopefully nobody has Mercer or anything else that they can give you while you're spending extra time here. And is it the healthcare provider's fault? Is it the people in healthcare? I'm going to say some of them, no. Is it the insurance companies? Is it the fact that we didn't create competition in the first place? Would that have made a difference? And this thing about, you know, verification. And I think the verification thing is they don't have enough sufficient information, they say sometimes, in the time period that's outlined. But they have people on phone lines for so long. So, I mean, listen, I go back to the original statement. Republicans tried to reform health care. Democrats tried to reform health care. Don't all of us say, yes, of course, we want good, affordable health care, no matter what your economic background is? Who's going to say, no, let's deprive everyone? I'm saying U.S. citizens. So it's just a maelstrom. It's just ridiculous. I mean, it's like pay and chase down truly what's going on. And how much does it cost us? $750 million. Ugh. And then when you're on a plan, didn't even get me started. So when they're tracking you down, trying to figure out, are you on that plan or are you on this plan? What plan are you planning to be on? And if you're not on the plan that you're planning to be on, I'm going to threaten you with the fact that you're going to be taxed. But are you on a plan? I mean, it's just so much rigmarole. Gone are the days when I remember graduating from college. Oh, you had to get benefits, of course. Benefits were good. Went to the doctors. Seemingly cost barely anything. Coverage seemed really good. Wasn't concerned about what was happening because I knew there were solid people I could go to. And the other part of it, it's like a Chinese menu of trying to figure out what doctor you can go to. Unless you have really solid work insurance. You work for a great big company, so therefore they have a lot of people they can insure, and you have pretty decent health care. But even then, you have to examine it, because I think a lot of people assume, well, I work for this great company, I have this health care, my family has this health care, so it's covered, right? Like the old days. Like the old days. When you went in and the copay wasn't that high, and the bill wasn't ridiculous. But now, it's like I had a friend who had a surprise gallbladder situation, and really pretty young, but it's not always an older person's problem, but thought, hey, I've got great health care coverage, so I'm not concerned. Boom! Bill for like 20 grand. Can you just pay us 20 grand? Can you just write that check for 20 grand? Which is exactly what they said. No. So, instead, you get on the we'll bill you plan. I'm just saying. Think about it. And it's something to think about, how you think about the future, how you think about health insurance. Do a little checking. And how is it affecting you or your family or your kids, or kids that are insured now but that'll be off your insurance? It matters. Because it's not the same health insurance, and sometimes you don't realize it if you're a healthy person until something happens, and then you feel the full force of what's really going on. By the way, because New Hampshire is the big deal, and when we talk again in our next episode, I'll call it, of America Tonight, we'll be talking about results. So Felipe Calderon says Mexico won't pay for Trump's stupid wall. Think of Felipe Calderon. You know the name, right? Former president of Mexico, who at one point addressed both chambers of Congress, which was, wow, so crazy when so much was happening in Arizona. He's saying there's no way Mexico's going to shell out even a single cent for a stupid wall. He was on CNBC. He said he's completely crazy. He's nuts. He's talking about Donald Trump. He's nuts. But when he talks about the wall, people pay attention to the wall. And it is kind of funny when Trump says, I'm going to make them pay for it. So Calderon says, no offense to America. He says, so Donald Trump is ambitious, but not exactly a very well-informed man. I don't want to say ignorant, but he's not well-informed. He says, look, the Mexican labor force is declining, and that young people in Mexico actually have more job opportunities, cartel, and a few other areas. He says, if they don't want to go, they can work for a motor company not in Detroit. And he gave examples of where they could get jobs, but saying that the Mexican people are just, they're just not going to pay for this. It's just ridiculous. And they have other options. Thank goodness for clearing that up. I don't think anybody really seriously thought Mexico was going to pay for it or not. Nail the cartels and get their money, and easily there'd be a way to pay for it. You know, come on. So open borders, bigger walls, more border patrol. I think more accountability for who's coming in and out. And how you do that, you have to really change, I think, a lot in the system. Stay with us. We got the numbers on the flip side.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Yes, it is about the numbers, and we've got a ton of numbers. This version of We Can Count, this time, manana, we'll have a ton of other numbers called results. Can't wait to see what happens in New Hampshire, because as much as I like my crystal ball, it's very tough so far in the very beginning of this odyssey to predict what's going to happen. My gut tells me Trump for the Republicans. I know others are saying, no, that's not what's going to happen. And, of course, Bernie Sanders, I think it's pretty easy on the other side. It's not a big, fat guessing game. I'm not walking the plank by myself saying, oh, Hillary Clinton's not going to win New Hampshire. Speaking of losing, 605,000 undocumented immigrants who live in California were given driver's licenses in 2015, the first year they've been able to enjoy that. The law is AB 60. It kicked in January 2nd, 2015. The California Department of Motor Vehicles expects a total of about 1.4 million people getting their license under the law by late 2017. Governor Jerry Brown signed the law a few years ago to give a legal document to the undocumented in Cali, most from Latin America and particularly from Mexico. Now, in California, they believe the program, which doesn't give license holders any U.S. federal benefits, does make roads in the most populous state safer. So, what are the upsides to this? Well, I see some downsides. California drivers with a document can drive legally across the entire United States without being fined or facing fear of having their car impounded or any of that kind of stuff. In California, they definitely think it's a win-win. 12 of the 50 U.S. states, plus the federal capital, Washington, have similar driver's license laws for undocumented immigrants. This was very controversial when they first started talking about it in New York because of the fact that, oh, there goes that identification process. By saying it's okay, get the driver's license, what does that do to that, to again, that whole process? And in New York, a lot of people protested it. A lot of people were not happy that that was allowed to go through. By the way, you know, there's that Dixville Notch voting area, tiny, tiny. Kasich and Bernie Sanders both won the vote. The tiny little New Hampshire hole in the wall, or Hamlet, I like Hamlet, is the first to vote in the primary. So there you go. What an hour talking about Bloomie considering a White House bid, segging into polling and where we're at with the polls, talking to Luke Vargas live from New Hampshire and what he saw on the ground, and then finishing things off with a couple of quick notes about the Super Bowl, the questions remaining on Peyton Manning and whether or not he would retire. I got a lot of questions from many of you. Did anybody nail the score? Nobody nailed the score. March Madness will bring Nail the Score back because we'll still have a computer, and I'm dying to give that computer to someone. In the meantime, Quicken Loans was one of the ads that sparked some attention in the Super Bowl because, you know, they're paying $5 million or whatever it is, crazy amount, for a 30-second ad. And in their ad, it was a push-button, get the mortgage. The message was Quicken Loans, you know, that's what can happen. They were promoting Rocket Mortgage, a new tool that they launched at the end of 2015 that allows consumers to get a mortgage completely online. And the beginning of the ad said, the beginning of the ad was interesting. The beginning of the ad was like kind of what if those, one of those what if things. You know, here's what we were thinking. What if we did for mortgage what the internet did for buying music and plane tickets and shoes? The ad pretty much touted that people can get a mortgage on their phones and asked if it could be that easy, wouldn't more people buy homes? The goal is to promote the convenience of the new app. But some people got mixed messages. Oh, think of some subprime lending. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, they weighed in immediately when they saw the ad. They were on it with a tweet encouraging home buyers to take their time and ask questions during the mortgage process. So it's the mindset of the housing industry and where we're at. Here's your number. They say the Rocket Mortgage's website had a traffic spike of thousands of people in the minutes following the ad. Now, users would submit their financial information on Rocket Mortgage, including income information, and can then compare different loan terms and whatnot and rates. And they say we can approve a loan in 8 minutes or less. 8 minutes or less for a loan. I don't know. Does that sound like a good way to go? theoretically, it does. Oh, great. Quick. Let's make this quick. In practical terms, I'm not so sure about that. As much as there's game playing that can go on, I'm going to say no. I'm going to say, I don't know, there's something wrong if I can just press a button and make that happen. I'm just saying, because I can see mistakes. Ooh, I can definitely see mistakes happening. Here's another one for you. John McCain, the senator from Arizona, speaking of rockets, blasted fellow senators over a Russian rocket engine provision, a huge bipartisan attack on Richard Shelby and Dick Durbin, saying they are the dark of the night shenanigans is what they're pulling on the American taxpayer to subsidize Russian President Vladimir Putin and his cronies. Ooh, that's not a good allegation. Because they're talking about Russian rocket engines and the lines of pockets of Putin and his pals that are benefiting. So we have all this anger at Washington, lack of leadership in both parties, and McCain talks about it as this 2016 presidential campaign unfolds, and conservatives frustrated with the failure of too many Republicans to get serious about wasteful government. So that's a big part of what that's about. And what is it we do by keep buying Russian rocket engines? Every time we get another one, aren't we just kind of progressing down the lane of long-term dependence on Russia, even when they're threatening to cut off access to space at any point, because now that's the only way we get there, barring a slingshot? Hey, do you want to be on the first slingshot ride? We will gladly oblige you. Let's close your eyes and hope for the best. I don't think so. I don't think that would be a good thing to do by any stretch of the imagination. All right, a couple of quick reminders. This is called Cleanup. No nail the score this week because the season and the Super Bowl over. We will come back in March with a version of Nail the Score for the Sweet 16, for sure, maybe the 64. Thanks for listening. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. See ya!
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.